Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ascension Soul Wisdom with your host, Reverend James Ellis. Clairvoyant Reverend James Ellis is an ordained minister specializing in holistic living and is a spiritual intuitive counselor. He helps in providing assistance in soul purpose activations for individuals that are seeking soul growth. His practice offers comprehensive healing expansion from the 144th dimension of reality for soul ascension. His intuitive guidance is tailored to meet the needs of each individual.
Hey, 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 it's Reverend James, and it's Fun Friday. I'm glad it's Friday. I'm looking forward to a wonderful weekend, and I'm looking forward to a wonderful show. If you haven't been to the show before, my guide is Aki. He's from 12th Dimensional Lyra. He doesn't speak English. He speaks light language. And today, he's going to help us activate our well of dreams. Lots of times, we have trouble manifesting. And if that's what you feel, then first you want to let go, because you're manifesting. You're just not realizing what you're manifesting, because you're looking to see something you're manifesting, but you're actually having experiences that you've manifested. So what the well of dreams does sometimes for a lot of people is it's tight, or that you can't actually feel the dream, or you can't actually know what the dream is, or you can't actually visualize the dream, or you can't, so the well of dreams is actually as important as the third eye, because it gives you the space for the dream, the hope, the possibility, and the realization of it actually happening. So if you, because a lot of people think I'm trying to manifest, I'm doing everything right, but they are manifesting. So you have to see what you are manifesting. One way to notice what you're manifesting is to be in gratitude at the end of each day, because then you're in the presence. What was great about today? This is what I manifested correctly. And if you had some discord, the highest level, I think, of mastery is unshakable happiness. So despite what's going on, it doesn't mean that you can't be happy. It doesn't mean that you can't be grounded in a good life. Yes, there's discord in every person's life, and there to grow strength. So you really have to look at each situation, but you have to look at it in the presence and not be like, this always happens to me. If it's a repeated thing that does recur, it's because you're first off, you have to identify what's happening to you. So if you're experiencing discord, you say, okay, I understand that I see this discord. This is not in my best and highest interest. I'm trying to have a life of unshakable happiness. That's the highest level of achievement, where you can be happy despite whatever comes forward. And things come forward to help you mentally grow, to help your acknowledgement of your intuitive abilities, to help you understand transition. So you have to, the one thing that's always a constant in every single person's life, even though we're all different, is we all change every single day. So if you wake up in the morning, you're supposed to be here. And if you wake up in the morning, you're supposed to be right where you are. It doesn't mean that you have to stay there. It's to be present in that right now so that you can make a new beginning for tomorrow. If you're focused in the past, you have a lot of anxiety about what transpired that you can't change. If you're focused too far in the future, you're focused in anticipation of what the possibilities are, but you miss the level of manifesting for the future if you're too far into the future. Like, some people have their life planned out to, you know, they're dying at 98 years old and they're just 12. So some people have the ability, like intuitives, what happens is you see far into the future, but as you are an intuitive and as you do it more and more, you don't do that. You focus in closer and closer and closer to tighten the circle so that the real response can be received and experienced. Because if you're intuiting too far into the future, there's so many variables that can change, and a person can change a variable in a moment, in a broken moment of hate, and then that changes that variable. So, or an emotional bond is broken in love, and that changes everything moving forward. So when people are saying, oh, in 3 years, that's way too far out. If people are telling you stuff that's going that far out, then they're not actually helping you. What they're doing is they can give you hope with that, but the reality of the possibility is less likely. I try to do everything within 6 months so that you can have an immediate reaction or outcome. You don't want to wait. And what happens a lot of times when people hear something, they think, well, I'll wait until that time. And you don't want to wait 3 years. And sometimes you don't want to wait 6 months. And what I always say with every reading, if you're getting one of those things that says it's not in 6 months or it's beyond 6 months, it says that your attention or your manifestation isn't in the correct place. So by changing what you're trying to manifest in the present, then you can have that future move forward more quickly. Some people are like, well, I want this, and I want a new car, but what they're doing is they're saying, you know, they don't want it in 6 years. They want a new car now. And so what you have to do is, if it's not showing up, it's because you're either not feeling into the manifestation or not creating the manifestation. And so if you get a reading that says, I don't see it, then you have the possibility to change that and say, okay, what I'm doing in the present now isn't actually helping me to create my future. That's what the benefit of getting insight into the future is. And for everybody that biblically thinks that psychics are scary or whatever, biblically, King Nebuchadnezzar, brought in Daniel to see the visions of the future. This isn't something that's new. Some people are gifted. Everybody can have the gift. But you do have to work at it, and you do have to pay attention, and you do have to quiet yourself, and you do have to meditate, and you do have to eat right, and you do have to cleanse yourself of vibrations that aren't good. People that go into being intuitives for money, it becomes hard for them because they're not doing it with the correct intention. We are to bless each other as people. And if you're blessing each other as people, then you're moving forward in the correct way. And the reason why I say bless is because that's the easiest to understand. Doing any act of kindness for anything, for a bird, a squirrel, a fox, a bear, a neighbor, a yard for worms, or whatever you're doing that is beneficial or a blessing, is something that is positive and bringing a positive vibration in, having you vibrate correctly so that you can have the happy life, so you can have unshakable happiness. Having unshakable happiness is a very hard, it's not hard, it's a very challenging course to take, because what it does is it puts in the obstacles that challenge you emotionally, that challenge you financially, that challenge you spiritually, that challenge you in your beliefs in humanity. They'll show you the ugliness that's out there. They will make financial hardships so that you can realize that money isn't what makes you have happiness. They'll challenge you emotionally because you feel like I'm on this path and everything should flow for me perfectly. And that is a path that is of a master. And a master actually has to go through a whole path to get there to the level of mastery. And that's the long road. So you do have to look at why and what you're trying to actually manifest. Is it actually in your best and highest interest? And are you manifesting as a blessing? So I like to ask, you know, God, please bless me that I may bless others. So in that, you know, I am asking for myself to be raised up, and I am asking myself to be able to be more of a full cup, because from a full cup, you can give. From a feeling that you don't have enough, you can't give. Then you need to take care of yourself first so that you have enough. And then you start looking at, you know, what are you manifesting? The best way to manifest, though, is to open up the well of dreams. It's, I think, as important as your third eye, because if you're unable to feel or have hope or have a dream, you don't have a way to manifest anything. You have to want or not want. You have to realize a desire. And then you work to have that allow that desire to come forward to you as a blessing, so that you can have a blessing and be a blessing. And one quick way every day is to be in gratitude for what you manifested this day. Sometimes it's just a good dessert. Sometimes it's one of my greatest experiences last week was actually having a cup of coffee at a place that sells coffee. It just was wonderful. The patio was open, and I could actually had nothing but nature and no distraction with a cup of coffee. And I didn't have to make it, and I didn't have to. It was such a blessing, even though it was the simplest of things. And, you know, people have coffee every day and don't appreciate it. Or they go to McDonald's and don't appreciate that they didn't have to cook today. Or they don't even recognize what their blessings are. So start being in gratitude. And we're going to, my guide is going to help us open up that well of dreams. It's on the, I believe it's on the left side. I don't know why it's on the left side. And it connects to your third eye or your pineal gland in the center of your brain. And what this will do is it will help you attach to your feelings, your true hopes, dreams, desires, wishes, manifestations. And it will allow you to feel at a different level than you've been feeling, because one way to have a manifestation from the present to the future is to feel it. It's to know that this is my heart's desire. This is how I'm, this is my truth, and I'm going to own it, and I'm going to be open to the people, places, and opportunities that God or the universe or the oneness brings forward. That, and ask for it to be in your best and highest interest, and you'll have the highest experience. So, what we're going to do is we're going to just take your left hand, and we're going to put all our fingers into a little bunch, all touching each other, and then you're going to put it right on your third eye, which is just above your eyebrows in the middle of your forehead. And what we're going to do is it's like a golden it's a, the way that you help people open up their third eye is to cleanse your third eye lens. Lots of times, the reason why you're not having vision in that is because your lens is clouded, or you haven't actually opened up at all, and so you're not getting light to your pineal gland. But also, it can be because of behind the pineal gland to the back of the brain to on the left side of your head towards your neck is a well of dreams, and lots of people have lost hope from childhood trauma, from just not knowing, not being grounded, not being able to think clearly, not having aspirations, or because they've been downtrodden for so long, they have no hope left. So this is such an important essence or place to open up. So we're going to go in through the third eye, through your forehead, and I'm going to cleanse your third eye lens, and then I'm going to go and I'm going to connect the little, it's like a little tube, to your well of dreams. so that you can have those dreams. So, and because that's what we want. We want unshakable happiness in manifesting what makes us happy. So let's get doing that. And that means you have to have an understanding of what you're desiring. And that comes through imagination, daydreaming, feeling, and feel for no matter how big it seems. Don't limit yourself to say, oh, well, that will never happen, because if that's what you're believing, then that is what will happen. So let's do this. You bunch your left-handed fingers, and we're going to place it right on our third eye. Aki's come in now, and he's going to start opening us up and cleansing your third eye lens. He wants you to take like two or three breaths in through your nose, hold it for a second, and release. In through your nose, hold it for a second, and release. He wants you to get really calm as you can, with your fingers right on your third eye. Maho kinehe eisehe ma, taha ikikinene maha, oko patene he eise oamea, he he kokomaha nehe eewa. So, and basically we just cleanse that little lens there, or we wiped away whatever debris was there for everyone. And now we're going to connect our well of dreams, and even if it was connected, we're going to clear the, it's like a tube. And we're going to clear that tube so that it goes all the way into the well of dreams. Shaka komane sehe enehu maha akatea. Naha akokoka sehe iiti wana mehea. Aaka kokoe e amaha anehe ke sewa. Heto pehe ana kohoa. Hehe kakanehe iiti titua osea. And now take a big breath in through your nose. Hold it for a second and then release it again. As we integrate this connection, and so now the very last thing we're going to do is we're just going to open your third eye, and just a little. It can only open very little at a time. It can't be all the way open in one thing. You'll go blind or mad, or I don't know what would happen. You only bring in the light little pieces at a time, and then when you can absorb the light and understand it, then it opens up more. When you're doing this, what you want to do is you want to push the light from your third eye or your pineal gland out of the third eye. So just imagine light going out your forehead to your fingertips. Shehe ke ken ken mene hoana ha sehe e tewa. A kakasihi ii amaha e ewa. A hashi ii kikikte tini miha ana e ke 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 se wa. A ha te ten mene. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. And do one more breath. You can open your eyes now if you had your eyes closed. And just let it integrate. Just relax. I'm going to try to get to every single caller. I have some callers that don't have their hand up, so if you want a question, you got to press 1. I'm going to go right on to the callers because I do have a full caller queue. I'm going to go first person is 203.
Hey, Reverend Jane.
Hi. Could I get your name and where you're calling from?
It's Pat in Connecticut.
Hi, Pat. I thought it was you, but I just wanted to make sure that
yeah.
I want the... Actually helpful for the audience to know. I don't know why that is, because everybody's attention then goes to Pat in Connecticut, and it does actually bring a, I don't know if it does or not, but it does seem that it brings a vibration more to you, not necessarily through me, but when they shift their attention to the name and place, I connect so easy. So hi Pat, how can I help you
today? Hi. I guess a couple of things. When you're talking about the well of dreams and losing hope, I really feel like I've been tested that again and again and again. A couple of weeks ago, I tried to call in, and I think I just wanted to say I'm just so so beat. Regarding my son, I think I made the decision to see if I can go up and take his wife out, go up and visit, and then take the wife out for dinner for Mother's Day, whenever I can get up there. I'm still, you know, struggling with how anyone's going to be approachable about all this. So I thought maybe that would work.
I got a really nice vibration with it. I do feel like she needs that attention. She needs attention for herself too. I got a really nice thing on that. What I did in the defeating, that's the mastery path. You know, you are on a mastery path, and the reason why you're feeling defeated is because you're being challenged. And
yeah,
the challenge is it's the faith of unshakable happiness. We're entitled to be happy. We're entitled to have heaven on earth. It says, as above, so below. That means that as wonderful as heaven is, we can create that here on earth. And it's not that I never have discord, but I do have that happiness all the time. And when discord comes, it doesn't break me. It doesn't, it can punch me, but usually I'm protected pretty well energetically. So I, first off, always protect myself energetically. And that's something you should do, you know. And the more understanding that you have on how you're protecting yourself and how your energy field is working, the better, because you can actually feel energy by approaching people, and you can tell if your energy field's working by how their energy touches your life or touches you. And it can be in general conversation. You know, you've surrounded yourself in protection, because I feel like it's important for you to protect yourself energetically, because you're trying to do something that is to resolve discord, and you're doing it to be a blessing. So your heart and the motivation and that is moving forward correctly. The discord is, I'm afraid. I don't know if I have the strength. This is very hard. And you have to cancel all that and say, this is going to be exactly what it's supposed to be. Because I'm coming with a heart for blessing. I'm asking the Comforter or the Holy Spirit to bring harmony or peace or joy or healing to the situation. You know, and in that, sometimes, and this is why it's so important for the Well of Dreams, you can feel the truth. You can feel the dream. You can feel it. Success. You can feel the energy that you're doing, and you can also feel when you're not doing it right. It goes both ways. You can feel when you start to do something energetically and you have the wrong intention, you know, and you realize, oh, maybe I'm not doing this for this. I'm doing this for this. So I just want you to – I give you great accolades for your strength. You're taking a path. Yes, it's it does feel hard. It's not actually hard. What's hard is that you're looking at it and wanting to see something. Instead, you need to feel the happiness of your truth, of your ingratitude of what your gifts are today, so that tomorrow the real blessings that you want are the
James.
Yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I hear you, and I do that, and I do as often as I can, and I do the your dome of protection. I'm so grateful for that. I do it whenever I think of it, and sometimes I forget, but I try to do it every day. And you know what? This week, my luck turned. I got a job. Just walking my dog and having a lovely conversation with this woman. And I met with her for an interview. She served me lunch. We had a great time. 2 days later, I go back and work 4 hours. I'm just thrilled. And then she calls me up and says she and her husband are both sick, and they're getting tested for COVID. And then she called and said they're positive. And now I'm sick. I mean, it's like, you know, 2 years I haven't been able to get a job. I'm laughing. I'm not complaining. It's just like, good Lord. And for 2 years, I negotiated myself in an apartment building of almost 300 apartments and, you know, living in a community and doing really well. And honestly, I'm irritated. I think these people were irresponsible. The husband evidently had...
Okay, let's not do that. Cancel. That's all a story that you're making up. And COVID is something that no one has control over. Okay, so let's not go there. You can be wore the mask. You can have the shot and still get COVID. So we can't judge the responsibility of another person. They just happen to be people that had contracted it. We have to just look at it like that. And so what's the message? The message is that no matter how protected you've been, no matter how much you've navigated to avoid any socialization that could cause you physical harm, it didn't work. And the reason why it didn't work is because you're to realize that, you know, this is something that you're going to go through. Everybody went through it, or everybody is going through it. Whether you get it or not is a different thing. If you do get it, and say you have a cold and you do what you're supposed to do, you know, if you feel actually sick, then you need to seek medical attention. But you can also do the common sense things, like sometimes because we're influenced by just the thought of the name, we can get a cold. We can get a cold. Yeah. So did you try taking some echinacea to see if this was just not... Okay, good.
Absolutely.
Because is she getting COVID?
Go ahead.
I don't feel like you're getting COVID.
Okay.
From exposure. I do feel like that you I don't want to say that you navigate towards non-faith. The faith is that God will protect me no matter what's going on. I'm supposed to have this experience no matter what the truth is. The Comforter will help me through. You know, that because you're really on that higher level of manifestation as a master. You really are. You've really experienced so much discord so that you can be happy no matter what.
Right.
And what you realize is that discord is just that. It doesn't have to affect you. What it does is it's hard. I think it's hard because I have gone through the same path, and some of the tests are really difficult, and they're hard to comprehend and understand why you would have to go through that. But it is for strength of faith. It is for strength of resilience. It is for strength of understanding that, you know, this is meant to be if this is what actually has transpired. You may have put up such a good block for the 2 years that you isolated that you thought, I'm free from this. But the reality is no one's free from it unless by the grace of God. And and if, in fact, you do get COVID, which I don't feel that you have that now, right now. I do feel like, like you said, the echinacea, I do feel like that will, sniffle you out or clear up. And I don't know. I'm not saying take a lot of it. You need to do it according to what you feel. But if it does propel to worse, because we can buy into that we're sick and then make ourselves a little bit more ill. And that's what I don't want you to do. What I'd rather you do is go outside, walk, be in the fresh air, breathe in. You know, you want to heal your body. So allow God through you or sunshine, the light, the healing light of God's rays to bless your physical so that you can have stamina, health, and happiness. And I think you'll move forward in that direction.
Thank you. sorry, can I ask you in general, can you or Aki make a statement on my health in general. Since I went through the stroke almost 2 years ago, there's, you know, I pay attention to.
Yes. I think there was, last week I did Healing Hands. So one thing that I want you to do is maybe go back and review last week's 5 minutes at the beginning of the show and activate the chakras in your hand. And I do think that you can, that the integration of that is really important for anybody that has any health concern. Because what you can do is then you can get healing touch through your own hands. And you can send healing energy through your own hands. And I feel like in the road to mastery, part of it is to overcome health conflict. Once you stop being fearful of your health, then you're able to be healthy. It's right. The release of not, you know, what happens is, and it happens so badly to cancer patients. They're told they have cancer, and they become defeated. It just the pain of it, and it can not necessarily, lots of people survive cancer, lots and lots of people do, and but you can get caught into that, that trap. So I want to let you go with that. I hope that helps.
Okay.
I feel overall that you're on the rebound of, part of your mental health is the job, that try to be in gratitude of the experience and say, I love that. I want to manifest more. Now try to imagine in your well of dreams, how do I manifest that happiness again so that it's, I have more of it and so that it's unshakable. And then I still can bless and on your other path where you're trying to help people with discord, you're going to have success because you're going to have the joy and strength and the cup full because you've been through the discord.
Okay.
And I think you know that.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm beginning to see that. And I was surprised that I was grumpy and had an attitude, but maybe I can just put it down to the fact that I'm not feeling well. But, yeah, I was surprised that I was grumpy about these people, and I appreciate talking to you about it because it's not a good place to be.
Huh? Right, because of course you are because you feel like you've been, now you're scared. They gave you something to be fearful of. But as a master, you say, I don't have to be fearful. If God wants me to have this experience, there's a reason. And it's because you're going to understand that you can heal yourself. And that illness is, there's a payoff when people have illness. Some people need to stop. And once you let go of what the payoff is, you can release the illness. So I'm going to let you go with that. Thank you for calling,
Pat.
Namaste. Namaste. Okay. Congratulations on the job. You are going to enjoy
you.
That. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Don't be afraid. Okay, yeah, bye-bye. I'm going to go right on, onto 850. Hi,
hello.
850. Hi. Could I get your first name and where you're calling?
Hey. Michelle from Florida.
Hi, Rochelle from Florida. How are you doing
today? Hey. Oh, wonderful.
Good. Have you woken up to where you're going?
Oh, yes.
Good.
But anyways, my daughter's pregnant, and so I'm curious, do you see a boy or girl?
Okay.
Or any other spiritual messages?
Okay. I do feel like it's a more of a feminine energy. So I have to just go with that. I don't know if you wanted a boy or a girl. It doesn't really matter what you wanted. What we want is what's a healthy child. But, yeah, it does feel more feminine to me. So at this time, I'm getting female.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be actually...
I hope so, because she's got three boys.
Oh.
I hope you're right.
I did. You know, I really checked that boy thing, and I got a no on it. So, yeah, I do feel like it's a girl. So that's really good news then. I actually, what I heard was it was going to be really great for you. Because sometimes daughters are harder to handle than boys, even though, you know, boys are wild boys or can be, you know, little energy bombs. Energy bombs. That's a good one. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I do feel like, yeah, that's, it's going to be a good thing for you, though, because I think it's something that you need for you, too. And it's maybe to be more.
Oh, yeah.
Of a
I've had my hands full with the girls. No. I mean, with the boys.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think this is a different energy for you that you're going to appreciate more, where I don't your daughter just might have a little more chaos because of different temperaments of children at the beginning. So always what you want to do during the pregnancy is send love to the baby through, you know, the tummy. What I feel is for her is if she can play some classical music. For some reason, I feel like the child has a temperament that will calm down to music. So, you know, I feel like it's classical music because I feel like it's orchestral music that I'm hearing. So she might want to try that if she's having nights of upset stomach or if she's, because I feel like it has a lot of hair too, which gives a lot of heartburn. Or upset stomach. So it's not a bad thing. It's just that I actually believe, and I'm bald, that the most intelligent people have more hair. They do. They have more hair. I know it sounds weird, but that it does seem to be true that really, really intelligent people have a lot of hair. So that's what I don't want her to have any discord with her pregnancy. So if it's different than all the other pregnancies and she's having heartburn and stuff like that, I really believe the music will be soothing. And the more soothing the child is in the womb, then the less chance of that reflux or whatever she's going to be having. Okay.
So
she'll call up and I feel like you'll be able to advise her. That's why I'm telling you this. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
So I hope that helped. Yep. Okay. Namaste.
Yes, it did. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
yep.
you.
Namaste. The next one's 111. Hi, 111. You're on the air. Could I get your first name and where you're calling from?
James, it's Teresa. Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I didn't think I would be the next caller. I thought I'll wait longer. But thank you for taking my call.
How can I help you today? Did you get my email? I did return an email to you.
Yes. I saw your email today. Thank you for replying. I think it's good now. So and thank you for sending me that email. It was really good to read what you wrote to me.
Yeah, because it's about understanding, and it's about also about being what you're trying to be, the top of your game. So, and that's what I believe the universe is offering you is to be at the top of your game. And it sounds like you've amazing transformation to me vibrationally through your voice. So. Do you have a specific question?
I do. I think like these months I've just been so focused with getting assignments done that I think I didn't realize how much time has been passing, and now like I'm kind of coming close to the end of my studies and I'm starting to panic a little because I haven't even thought of like applying for jobs or any internships here in Barcelona, So I'm curious to know, like, do you think I would, that it's going to be how challenging you, or?
I don't think it's going to be challenging. I think it's available. I think the envelope is open. The symbolism that they showed me is the envelope is open, which means that it's there. But you are going to have to, you know, follow through with the process of applying or whatever it is that you would need to. It could be an energetic, you know, over the internet envelope, but it might be an actual envelope. So I'm not really 100% positive about that, but I am getting that you're going to ground. Do not panic. You said I'm starting to panic. One thing that you've learned this whole time is to stay grounded in your truth. You're going to be fine. You're going to do this because you're competent. You're going to do this because you're capable. You're going to do this because this is the path. And you're going to allow it to move forward correctly for you. And you're going to meditate 5 minutes or in the morning, bringing in the people, places, and opportunities that are in your best and highest interest. 5 minutes in the afternoon, be in gratitude for how the day is going, and release whatever discord you have. And then at night, be in gratitude for what really transpired in the day that really makes you feel like this was a worthwhile day. And in that, your vibration's already changed. So I feel like I feel like really good for you in a very short period of time. And I do feel relationship. You're going to shift from craziness about education and work and all of that to love. So, because you're just going to have time to open up to it. And you haven't been before because you had to build your strength and become fortified in your truth. So I give you accolades too. You're another person on the road to mastery. You're stepping into, I'm not afraid. I am worthy. I'm not afraid. I am allowing what's in my best and highest interest. And I am excited about moving forward. And now, I don't know if you listened to the beginning of the show, now focus in your well of dreams. Picture that manifestation of what's ideal for you. Try to do it in small increments, like in the next 6 months, this is what I'm going to dream happens, and try to feel it, know it, and bring it in. And don't say when or how it has to look. What you want to say is, I'm feeling that this is the correct path, and I'm allowing it to come forward in my best and highest interest. And try to picture what you think is going to, what it would look like in just 6 months, and you'll get a glimpse. I know you get glimpses. So that's how I feel you need to move forward. Do you understand that?
Yeah. So do you see that there's a process? I could stay in Barcelona for like longer, even after I graduate.
Yes. I didn't feel like you were going back. Is it Barcelona? It's over there, though, right? I didn't get 100% yes, it's Barcelona, but I get that it's there. Where you are, like that area, it's not, there's no comeback. Let me just make sure. She is not coming back. Is that correct? Yeah, I don't get that you come back. I get that you don't stay exactly where you are, but you do stay there. So it's, I would look in the vicinity of where you are. Or I would look in the vicinity of where you want to be. Where does your heart want? What are you dreaming in your well of dreams? And try to get clarity on that, on where your essence of happiness float in your heart, but in your mind, because the well of dreams is actually in your mind, or you know, it's part of your brain, and you'll just know, because you really are connecting so much more to yourself, and that is what you needed to do. Know your truth. And yeah, I feel good for you, and I feel excited, and I feel like a long-term commitment's coming for you in a relationship. So I would open. I wouldn't. What I want you to do is do completion of, you know, I want you to stay grounded in what you have to do to be complete your program. But I also want you to open up to the possibilities of love now being available, because you're going to release and let go of what you have been focusing on more than any other thing. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do. I'm doing everything like one step at a time, but yeah. I've just been so, like, a focus was my studies that... Yes. I really should start looking for, like, applying for internships and start thinking, like, I should start looking at where I'll work after I graduate.
Yes, where do I want to work? What would be fun? How do I get that? You know, those are the basic questions. And then you'll see that the opportunities of what you're looking for will come forward, because you're allowing it to come forward. And you're truthfully going to be a blessing where you go. So that in itself will bring light to your path. And don't be panicked. There is no panic. Time will stand still if you need it to. If you manifest it. I have actually manifested time. I've actually manifested where I needed to be someplace 20 minutes away and was there in less than 10, because I needed to be there at that time. And I, instead of being fearful that I wasn't going to make it, and I knew that there's no way I could make it because I know what the time frame is every day. You know, you can manifest time to slow down, but the other thing that can happen is you can manifest time to speed up too. I want to get through this, and your days will go fast. You'll come to your completion so that you can have the next experience. So you can do it both ways. So I would do the 3 times a day meditation so that you can stay strong, grounded, and open up to the possibilities. In the morning, open up to possibilities. In the afternoon, you want to ground and be in gratitude. And at night, you want to be in true gratitude for the things that you really are grateful for. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do. I will try to meditate more now and follow through with what you said.
Okay. 5 minutes at a time or 7 minutes at a time. You'll, believe it or not, if you do it, you'll stay 10 minutes because you'll want to. It gives you peace of mind. But try, you know, if you're feeling anxious and everything, just try 5 minutes then. You know, you don't have to commit your whole life to it. What you have to do is you just have to spill yourself so that you can have opportunity to hear, that you can have opportunity for your dream to be felt or pictured or, brought forth. So thank you for calling very much, Teresa, and congratulations. I think you're really doing good, and your vibration really has shifted. It really has.
Thank you, James. It's all because of your help.
Ah, thank you. No, it's all because you did it for yourself.
Thank you for helping me.
Yeah, well, I just tell you what the path is, and you have to take it. So you have to also thank yourself the most, okay? Take credit for what you've done. You've done it, okay? Namaste. I'm going to let you go with that. I'm going to go on to 347s next.
Hi, Reverend James.
Hi, 347. Could I get your first name and where you're calling from?
Yes. This is Tanika calling from New York, Long Island, New York.
Hi, Tanika.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good. I wanted to ask you what you see for me. I have chosen to go through with our surgical procedure in May that I'm hoping will help and not hurt me, to hopefully have children. And also I'm supposed to be moving because my mom decided after she retired in February, all of a sudden she wants to move to Florida. So this is all like all a rush type of decision with my health and all this stuff because I can't move out on my own. I basically have to go where she goes for now. So I know I want to have children. I'm afraid of the pain of the surgery and if it might damage me and not help me. So I'm wondering what you see with my health and with anything else coming up for me, like with these events about to happen to me.
So the one thing I think it would help is I get a positive result on it. The fear of the pain is cancel that because you won't feel anything. You'll feel something afterwards, but it's the cost of the correction. So, and it doesn't even last long. It does not last long. Unless you exasperate it, you know, you can make it last long. You can make it even not work. I'm getting that it works and that the pain is minuscule. Like you don't, it's like a day. It's of recovery or not that you'll be perfect, but that you'll be over the pain. And it's nothing to be scared of. So I don't know that's the truth because we all take in energy differently. If you go in with knowing that this is what you need and this is going to help you and that this is going to create a blessing for you and for whoever you share your life with, then it will be successful and you will have an outcome that you want. And I do see, I don't want to say how far out, but I do see children in more than one in your future. But it's out. It's not like it's not in the 6 months, and that's why I didn't. I want you to know that if you take the direction correctly, it will be all positive. I do feel like you should go with your mom. I think there's a connection there that she needs you in a way. I know that we all need different kinds of connections, and I don't feel like she's going to be happy by herself.
Her husband, my stepfather, is toxic. Now, mind you, I'm a grown woman. Like, I am 43. I know eventually I will live on my own. She's in her early 70s, and he's still as divisive and toxic as ever. He is poison. I have no problem living with her, even though she's not that nurturing. I wish I could get better after the surgery around someone else besides her, but he is the problem, big time.
I think that's why you're needed, okay? I knew there was a reason why you were needed by her, and that's only because she will be alone with a toxic monster. So that might be the aloneness I was getting, that she has nothing to turn to. And whether she can be as loving or as supportive as you want her to be, we have to remember that she's also has a growth process that she's going through that is full of discord. So her emotional availability is limited to what she can get. So don't judge her too hard is what I'm trying to say. And don't, you know, try to look that, you know, you're both blessings to each other, whether you understand it or not. And there is a need for you in her life. That's why I feel like it's all coordinating and you're going. Even if you don't feel that he's and it will open other opportunities for friendship for you because I feel like there's a friendship thing. I think it's friendship because it's showing I can't think what they're called. They're interlocking, so it's not like rings. I can't think what they're called. But it's something that friends do. They interlock in friendship. or handshakes or hand by hands. So I think that is coming for you, which is something that you're going to need to for your growth into going forward into you are going to have a relationship, but you're having a friendship first. And it's a female friendship, or and it might be a female group, three of them. So I don't know if you have friends that might follow you down there, or if you're going to meet them all down there, because it's kind of, you have to really look a little bit deeper than what I am. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I don't have any up here that would follow me, so I'm hoping I meet good ones for me down there, because up here.
I do feel like there's going to be like either a community, or it's going to be three. I see three. So, and that's where you open to the relationship, because and even though you're going to be you're going to be more independent of your mother, but she does take your energy. And you give it because you love her, and she needs it. So always try to think kindly on that she is in discord. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
I don't want you to judge her too hard. I feel bad for her.
I do, too. That's why I fight him so hard for her. But guess who gets hurt in the end? I fight him for her because I see how she is suffering under him. She don't see it, though. She protects him. But I see the bigger picture, and guess who gets the brunt of it in the end? Because he feels threatened by me, and she doesn't defend her daughter. Yeah. Like,
no, I get it, and she can't. It's a double jeopardy for her. It's a hard situation, and it's one that I don't think she's letting or releasing. So that discord's going to continue on a different level. But it, I think, believe it or not, as you become more independent. I see fadeaways in the relationship, so there'll be space for her that won't be as toxic. So she might get a community too, like of similar women her age, I don't know if is she a reader?
She reads a newspaper every day and does a jumble. In a newspaper every day.
Okay. I feel like there's a reader group or something that she wants or is, I don't know, gets involved in. So her also gets activity down there, which is what she needs to get away a little bit.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm getting for you. I hope that helps.
It does. So the surgery,
don't be afraid of
scar tissue or like it's going to be it's going to be four holes
don't
in my abdomen, including one through my belly button. Like it's kind of scary, you know.
It is. It's all no. Cancel that. It's not scary. It's appropriate. This is the method that is allowing you to have something, a wish fulfillment. Go in the right way. Don't be scared of it. Go in positive that this is necessary. Otherwise, you wouldn't do it. If it's not necessary, don't do it. You know, that's your choice. You understand that?
Yeah.
And I don't want you to be fearful of it, because as you attach any kind of lower vibration to it, it may add a difficulty. Like you may linger longer in pain. I don't believe that's going to happen. Like I said, I feel like it goes correctly. I feel like you have the exact mental acuity that you want, that this is going to be successful. This is necessary. And I honor that this is my path. And it will go forward smoothly for you. Just do that. Don't.
You know, they say that they could come back. Like, do you see after? Because I have about 10 with, like, the biggest supposedly being around 7.8 to 8 centimeters. They say they don't know until they get in there and actually see how much, and they try to move as much as they can. But some people say this goes back, and I'm afraid. I don't want to go through it again. Do you see them? Do you see them being able to get?
I'm looking right now at it, and I don't see it coming back. And I do, when I look long term, I feel like the outcome of the operation was successful because I do see the children. So that's where I, that's why you got to be positive about it. This is necessary if you choose it to be. Remember, you have a choice. I think you'll, if you don't, I think you already know, if you don't choose it, you're not going to be happy because you're going to always question, why didn't I do this? Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. Be positive. Be positive, mm-hmm. and don't be scared. Honor yourself. I'm worthy of this. You know, that's why you're doing it. It's to honor yourself. This is what I'm going to do to take care of myself. Okay, I do have to let you go with that. I hope that helps.
Okay.
Right. Okay, namaste. Thank you for calling. I'm going to go on to 917. Hi, 917. You're on the air. Hi, could I get your first name and where you're calling from?
Sure. My first name is Tim, calling from New York.
Hi, Tim. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for taking my call on this Friday. Seems like everything you said was applicable to me. I'm working on trying to manifest some new great things. So I'm any message for spirit would be great. I'm trying to be consistent. I'm waiting for the weather to break in my city so I can get out to the park and try to ground underneath the sunlight. It's a little cold, but any tips for this from spirit? Appreciate it.
I don't know if this is even relevant, but what I'm getting is the if I'm getting about love for you, that you need to call in romance angels. So I don't know if you're looking for love, but that's what they're bringing forward, and they're saying that you need romance angels. Just call them in, and what I believe that's going to do is open up opportunity for your heart to vibrate higher, because you're not alone, and you're not supposed to be alone, and that's and that you have a cord of connection with someone already, but it's not, you're not going back. So what is that? I want you to open up. I don't know. Are you interested in having a relationship? That's where it starts. And if you are, then you need to bring in the romance angels, because I think, you know, I feel like you're going to fall in love. You're going to have your vibration is going to shift so much higher because you're going to be loved or feel loved. You understand that?
Yeah, I understand. Okay.
Is that what you're looking for, is love?
I was concentrating on trying to finances per se or direction there, but you know, I think your life needs better though.
There's a humanness that I feel that's coming in for you, okay? And it's in within the 6 months. It's pretty, but I want it to be good love for you. So I want you to think about love, or it can, you know, because I see love, it could be something that you love and then do it with a human, you know, or you find, you know, humans that make you feel loved. I don't know. But I do feel like it's a romantic love, because the romance angels, they bring in, usually on that kind of manifestation angels is different than the romance angels. So I do feel like it's an intimate relationship that brings you an essence of really true love, that, and something that I don't know that you felt it before, but you did in a past life at least, because there is this cord. And I don't know, you know, I have to go to do past life. It's going to takes too long. I can't do it on the phone. And I'm not trying to get you to call me. You don't need to know where the other cord is from. Just know that you have never not been loved is what it actually is, and that you've carried that essence with you into this lifetime, and that you're to have something equal or better. And it's something that's going to honor you and make you actually vibrate so high. I mean, it's going to, I don't know, it's going to escalate you to a height that I don't think you felt in this life yet. I think you should open up to romantic love. And I think you should call in those angels just to allow, you know, if it's in your best and highest interest, say, I allow these romance angels to bring this person forward. And that manifestation will happen naturally. You don't have to overthink it or anything. Okay? Do you understand that?
Okay. Yeah, I understand.
Okay. I'm going to let you go with that. I hope that helps.
Appreciate
it. Namaste. Yeah. Yeah, it's good news for you. You're going to have fun. Think fun. 951, you're on the air. Can I get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hey, it's Nathaniel calling from Paradise.
Oh, my God. I knew you were calling today. I kept thinking, I was like, yeah, I'm so happy to hear that you're okay. Because, you know, I don't know everything, but I knew you made it through the surgery, but I didn't, you know, and I didn't know how long it would take you to actually feel strong enough to call. So how are you physically doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. I was, you know, I was working. I went back to work that week, and you know.
Oh wow! You know,
so
awesome.
I've been doing. I didn't get it home back to minute. Yeah.
I did have you know I some reason you've been on my mind at different periods of time. So good. How can I help you today? I'm really glad that it went that well.
Hey, I just wanted to tune in and see what the spirit or the angels or your guides are saying about me and my life at this point.
They like it. It's like you've stepped out of some of the mire that you were in, and that you're on the right path, and that you're doing energy healing. So you're still healing, I think. And I don't know if you feel that or not, but is he healing? Yeah. Is he doing healing to others? Oh, and are you doing healing for others?
Yeah, I'm always doing healing. You know, when I'm out and about, I always try to do it. Everywhere I go, I'm doing kind of like, you know.
Oh, awesome, because that's what they said. Both, you're still inner healing and you're also outer healing. So as you bless, you can become blessed. You know, bless people with healing and bless you, and allow healing to bless you, that you may bless others, because I believe that's the flow that you're doing, and it does feel good, and I'm really glad that I know you had a lot of intense emotion right before the you know, your surgery, so I'm glad. I did send you energy many times, so I'm actually glad to hear that you're good.
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
Yeah. Did you have any other
questions? I'm kind of wondering about work. You know, do you see me doing something else? Or I'm not working at a casino anymore. I did the casino, and then I transferred after the surgery. I transferred to the golf course for a few weeks, and they said that they didn't want me. You know, I told them I was lifting a really heavy golf bag, and he goes, "Well, you got a problem?" I go, "Like, oh, I had a surgery, you know, but they said they didn't want me. I wasn't catching on. I don't know, whatever." But it's a long drive up to casino.
Yeah, I do think that you're going to get some employment. Pay attention try to pull it to you rather than having to search for it. And try to pull forward what you want towards yourself, what you want to do. And I do believe that you're going to pull in something relatively quickly. Actually, it looks like in 3 weeks.
I've been doing Uber, you know, and then I switched over to Uber Eats because people get their food and they're really happy and they tip, and you don't have to have anybody in the car, you know.
Yes.
I drop people off over here at K Street in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. And that's where they had that shooting and stuff. So I don't know if I'm moving around gang members or drugs or anything, you know, by rides and, you know, whatnot.
Okay, well, don't cancel all of that thought. What you do is just surround yourself in protection. Surround your car in protection. Surround your energy in protection. Call in an army of angels to guide you through each day. And if it's in a neighborhood, then especially say, you know, take time to make sure that you're surrounded in protection by an army of angels as you enter this neighborhood and bring me out unscathed. And I allow that with faith and you'll be fine. Lots of times you can, you know, lots of times people live in really, really bad areas and they never get affected by it. So, and it's because they're not in the bad area thinking that they're going to get, have a problem. It's when you start thinking, I'm going to have a problem, that you start drawing that to yourself. So you don't want that. So you just want to know, I'm carrying the divine light of God. I walk with
Yeah, well, when you got four drunks in the car, you know, it's a little different story than all that. I mean, if there's,
yeah.
It could be, you know.
Yes.
That are threatening you.
Well, what you do is then you, in your mind, you say, you know, I call in Archangel Michael to guide me and protect me through this situation in this discord, and you will be protected and guarded. And just know that, you know, there's a reason why you're doing what you're doing and the experience that you're having. You don't need to be afraid. That we already know. If you are afraid and you can't do the job, then that's, you know, it's telling you, okay, this isn't going to work for me because I'm having too much fear, and then you're going to have to think about doing something different. I do feel like there's other stuff out there, though, for you.
If you have a drunk gang member in your car, you know, and you're giving them a ride somewhere, you know, anything can happen. You know, I'm sure you want to pray, but, you know, you kind of don't want to put yourself in that situation, you know.
You could start your day with that. I only want people of light to take, to call me on for rides, and allow that to happen and try to try it every day and start manifesting. Lots of times for things to change, it takes like 30 days to start a real change in your vibration. And then it actually takes like 90 days to totally integrate. It doesn't mean on the 90th day that every miracle is going to happen. But what it does is the integration actually does transform you. So, yeah, I would start every day with, I'm asking that only people of light come into the car that I need to divine service. And I think you'll see a change in your, you'll get happy drunks. Do you understand that?
Okay, Jay. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I think positive. Really, Nathaniel.
Okay.
Keep positive. Okay.
All right.
Okay, namaste.
Bye.
Okay, I'm going to go on to 917.
Reverend James, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi, this is Ashiel from New York. How are you?
Hi, Ashiel. I'm good. How are you doing?
Not bad. I have a quick question for you.
Sure.
A friend of mine, I had a fallout with about 10 years ago because we went to business partnership, and you know, I ended up losing tons of money because he lied to me about certain things. So I just walked away, you know, let the thing to the universe and just move on my life. So 10 years later, he reached out to me, came looking out for me, and he tried to make peace. And, you know, I decided to forgive because it's been 10 years, you know, so I decided to forgive. forgiving and just, you know, and so we can make peace and can approach you and move on. But now he's trying to come back into my life again. So I'm not sure. I'm just trying to see what kind of energy he picked up for that.
The peace that you, okay, what you want to do is you experience discord. What you want to do is you want to cut the cords of discord. And the peace comes from there isn't anything, the peace comes from letting go of that there was discord. The friendship, do I see it reuniting or like that? I don't. But what I do feel like is you come to a grounding term in your ability to let go of what the discord was. And if you do that, then there's a more of a chance that the friendship will come back. But I don't feel like you have to ask yourself always, is it in my best and highest interest if this person, because I do feel like there's going to be contact back.
No, he did contact me already. He contacted me and even invited me to dinner tomorrow. But, you know, because of what happened in the past, I'm getting cautious. You know what I mean?
Yes. Is it in your best and highest interest? Ask yourself. You first cut all of the discord away so that you're coming from a place of, I am not judging on the past. What I'm doing is I'm staying present. I'm allowing what my true feelings are, and is it in my best and highest interest to allow this person back? And in that, I want you to trust your vibration, what you truly are getting, because I do feel like, I don't want to make the judgment for you. I do want you to answer.
I'm just curious to get your feedback about it. That's, you know.
Yeah. I want you to analyze it closely because I also, I don't know. For some reason they keep showing me. I think it's Tiger's Eye. It's a stone. Do you use crystals?
Yeah.
I would meditate with a tiger's eye on, is this in my best and highest interest? Because I'm unsure what. It's the tiger's eye is about. I do feel that you'll get an energetic hit or an energetic clarity if you hold that while you meditate. And if you don't see the vision or the feeling right away, I would do it like 3 to 6 days, you know, less than a week, and you'll have your answer on what you truly are, what your truth is, because sometimes even though we cut the cords, we don't let go of some of the energy. But it doesn't mean it's different. Instead of having the cord there that keeps festering, what happens is you have the reality, you know, you had an experience, and that experience stays in your energetic field, but it's not attached to you like a cord. So that's where your caution is coming from, because I don't feel like you're angry.
No, I'm not angry anymore. I forgive it because I had to forgive myself too. You know what I mean? And
right.
I looked at it as a lesson, you know, especially becoming an entrepreneur. That's just part of the journey I had to go through. And, you know, you learn from it, you know?
Yes. I want you to look at it, though, because I do. And I think the tiger's eye is going to show you. I'm not positive. When you do the tiger's eye, it might be that it shows you that you need to keep your energy, that you let go so much of your energy, and you need to keep it to yourself rather than give it away. And so I don't know how much that person.
Actually, that's how I was feeling too. Funny to say that.
Okay, good. Good.
That's how it's feeling. I just want to get somebody's, you know, feedback about, you know.
Yeah, you don't want somebody who's going to drain all your energy away. And but I want you to meditate on it because there's a payoff. You know, some of giving your energy away also brings you some, you know, you get something out of it too. But what I want you to do is ask, is it in my best and highest interest to do this? Is it worth me reinvesting my energy? Is it you know, and not that it would. Is it in my highest interest to reinvest this energy? And what am I, is the long-term perception of, is this person going to be honorable? You know, you have to try to look at it, you know, like that, because I feel like there's a slip of honor there. There's a couple of things that make me want you to stay grounded. I think the tiger's eye might be something that helps you stay grounded, or it gives you it might give you vision, is what I, or wisdom into the truth. So I want you to try that for like a week. And see if you don't have the answer, you know, of what you really, because you're in the right place in a lot of ways, and I want you to have happiness, but I don't want you to step into a cycle of uncertainty.
Yes.
Right. Yes. And it can make you unsure if you're not telling yourself the truth. That's where the unsurety comes from. So try to examine that, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I hope that helps. Thank you for calling. Okay, there is other people in the caller queue, but they don't have their hand up. So I'm going to call this my show if nobody raises their hand. Oh, there's somebody did. So I'll go on to another caller, which is 520, you're on the air. Could I get your first name and where you're calling from?
I feel so blessed. It's Lisa. Lisa Hi. From Arizona. Thank you, God. Thank you.
You made it.
You know what? I know, gosh. And I was wondering, you know, sometimes if you're sitting in the queue and you think, well, I don't know if I pressed one. All the way back to the bottom of the list, so that's why I was afraid to press it again. But anyway, grateful to talk to you. I'm having a moment of harmony and peace, and that's what I'm asking myself, my universe, my God, to maintain that even no matter what. And do you see me moving back into my apartment, I don't know, sometime this week or maybe next week, I guess.
I do. I feel like it's a good thing, though.
Good.
I feel like you have a little bit of apprehension, but I don't think you should. I think you should be, I don't know. I feel like you're going to let down. You're holding energy of some kind of intensity and you just need to let that go so you can be home. And then, you know, I don't feel like you're staying there forever, but once you're home, then you can come from a grounded place. And I feel like you can't come from a grounded place where you are. And I think that's why you revisit where you lived. Do you understand that?
Yeah, and you think everything will be okay with the insurance? They're picking up the tab on where I'm staying?
Yeah.
And
I do.
Because I've had to fight
like
them for every, you know.
Yeah, that is insurance. I know. They're supposed
well,
to be there to
I'm new to that.
The nightmare into it. So I 100%
yeah,
get that.
That. Well, so it sounds like, I mean, those are my main concerns. It sounds like everything's hunky-dory. I mean, the tax people, the government was taking out money that they shouldn't have been from my personal, you know, checking account, and I had to call the tax, the government. I had to call my, put a stop on it. It was just because my tax preparer told me I kept trying to put the money in through the debit card, and it kept saying your session has been timed out. So I called, my tax preparer called me when I told her what was going on. She said, just do an e-check. And I did that. And so what it turns out is, the government thought that I was authorizing all the times that the session timed out. They were attempting over and over again to retake, I'd already paid them, to retake the money out and retake the money out. And so all these fees were being charged. It was just a, so anyway, do you see that being solved?
Is the government theft going to be resolved? I get yes on that too.
Mail in your check, folks. Don't go to their website. They told me those are seasonal workers that work there, and they told me a lot of people have the same trouble. And I know next time, mail in my check. And somebody told me, as long as it's postmarked, even April 15th, you know, you're good. You're good to go.
I'm glad you said that you were feeling grounded and happy right now. I want you to try to at least for the next little bit every day to try to do a gratitude thing at the end of each day for what happened right in the day. Because you're carrying a lot of stress, and when you do that, it just happens. We don't really have – it's hard to say, I'm not stressed, because that doesn't necessarily take the stress away, you know. And so what does take the stress away is, number one, is laughing, believe it or not. Number two, eating root vegetables. Number three,
being
in gratitude.
I love them.
Good.
I eat celery every morning, not because it's – yeah, and I'm also that, and I'll be more focused on gratitude, but I am that. And then celery, I just love celery, not because it's dietary or anything like that. I just like the crisp, clean taste of it and the crunch. It's so delish. And, yeah, so I eat a lot of root stuff, yeah, a lot of veggies.
Good.
But thank you for your reminder. I thank you for being there. You're a blessing to all of us. And
yeah. Do that laughing, and do the really the take. I want you to do it at night for some reason, right before you close your eyes, because I want you to go to bed in peace. Okay,
yeah.
I know there's stress during the day, but at night you get to choose the moments before you go to bed to have a peace. And and it doesn't matter where you are. You need to bring that little bit of gratitude in so that you. So the stress doesn't carry through the night with you, so that you don't have the energy that you've had. Yeah. So I want you to, it's just a little thing to, that will add, and I do feel like very quickly you're going to feel home and able to ground again. So, so that's going to be,
and things between
too.
Me and the things between me and the landlady will continue being peaceful. I mean, it was really rocky in the beginning of the flood, and I know she was looking to try and sue me. And
it's because she's very reactatory. I think if that's the correct word, it's probably not even the word reactatory. That's just energy that was part of the discord, and that's how her normal reaction is that, you know, it's everybody else but me.
She said it was an accident. Well, of course it was an accident. I mean, I didn't respond like that, but I said, you know, when I owned my own house and the plumber would turn the water on, everything drained. I didn't do it deliberately, but, you know, everything drained. It's a slow drain pipe. Well, and it still is. I look at it, and it's still slow draining. And so that's probably the trepidation you pick up is like, oh, my God, you know, and I asked her that night that the trauma was taking place, the waterfall through the apartment. I said, how could we have avoided this? I did ask her that. And that's my question to me. How can you be more careful? I thought I was being careful.
No, I don't think you're asking the right question. I would be not so focused on the situation. I would be focused on how do I bring harmony and happiness into my life that is consistent. Because what's happened, I think, a little bit on your path is that you take paths that challenge you in difficulty. And
you're right.
And fortify you.
Yes.
They do give you strength, though. And it's once you realize, hey, I'm strong. I don't need these examples anymore. then you'll start manifesting the other examples. I wonder what it would be like to be the opposite. to be, you know, received rather than have to defend or stand firm, or because you do even in, you do have the strength, but you do tend. And I think it's just a phase. Like I said, we go through these little things so that we do become strong, so that we do recognize that we have the ability to choose how we're reacting, that we do
exactly.
have the ability to have faith, you know.
That's what I'm learning, yes.
And that you're supported, and that you're worthy, and that you can trust your truth. You know, that's
exactly.
those are when you have unshakable happiness, you are a master. You have risen to the level of happiness that is unshakable. And that
well, that's
brings
my reality. Yeah.
So much new light when you're there, the happinesses
yeah.
are even crazier happiness.
That speaks my truth. That speaks my truth. I believe in that. I'm embracing that. Because that's what I've been trying to do for years, and that's what I believe.
Okay. Awesome. I'm going to let you go with that because I have another caller. I hope that helps. It was really nice talking
Thank
to you.
Thank you. Nice
and
talking
go home.
To you.
I'm glad you're going to go home, or you'll feel home, and so that you can let go of some of that tension stress. Okay. Mm-hmm. But do the gratitude thing. Don't forget to do that, especially before
oh,
you go
God,
to sleep, because
yeah.
I feel like you're going to sleep just a little bit unhappy. And that will make a big difference in your everything if you can do that at night right before you sleep, okay?
Okay, gotcha. Yeah,
okay.
For sure.
Okay, yeah.
Totally.
Namaste. Awesome. I think 917 came on after. So, hi, 917. Did I already do you?
Hi.
Thank you.
No, you did not do me. I was on, and I think you didn't see me, so I went to check and pushed one again, and then it said it took me off the queue, so then I pushed it and went back on. So that's probably when you start. Oh, well.
Who knows? Can I get your first name and where you're calling from?
Karen, New York.
Hi, Karen in New York. How can I help you today?
Yeah, God, I could ask you a million things, but I just want to,
okay.
I'm facing a lot of intense dental work, and I had put it off for a bunch of reasons, including these past 2+ years. So anyway. So I'm starting with a new place just to get started with consult, cleaning, and x-rays coming this Thursday. So, you know, I wonder what you're getting anything about. Is this a good place to start? Would I want to go further with them? And I'm ultimately hoping to find a holistic dentist that would, you know, I would have enough money for. So anything you see about this dental work. Appreciate.
I get yes that they're good, and that you just need to be confident that you'll know right away that you can feel confident is what I feel like. I feel like you walk
mm-hmm.
in and know. So
yeah.
When I asked about the holistic thing, Dennis, I got a yes with that too. That's out there. I do feel like you're going to have to put in the effort though to find it. The one thing though, I have a little skewed energy with you, and I can't. What is the term? Are you a troublemaker?
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
I don't. It's a hard one. I don't know. I feel like there's I want you to not. I don't know how to say it because it's a vision. But let me just put it this way: if you bring discord to other people, you'll have discord. If you bring a blessing, you'll have blessing. And I think that's. I don't know what it is. I don't know if you. If people find you difficult, or if you find yourself all the time in confrontation, or you have to look at what energy am I bringing to the table? Because I think if you step back from the and ask that question, what energy am I bringing forward, then your flow will be gentle. Your flow will, because what you, when you look at it, you say to yourself, this is what I'm bringing forward. But what you're, what's the energy, and I'm just saying it's a little bit of energy, and this is where your growth is, that you bring, I don't know if it's confrontational or if it's, it's, or do you do things to not instigate problems? I don't know what it is. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No.
I don't, you know. No, okay. So
I can get angry when people wrong me, and I've had some issues,
okay,
with
with
companies, and I call to complain about the problem, but I don't start out that way. It's in,
okay,
in response. And I have a contention. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I don't think it's, I think this is something that, like, are you having those kind of experiences a lot where you're having to actually do confrontation? I'm wondering where the energy is coming from because, you know, if everything was harmonious, I would have a flow of light. But there's a little niche in that flow of light, and that says there's some kind of either mischief nature or I don't know. Are you do you do gags on people, or are you having confrontations? Are you having a lot of confrontations, or I mean, does
at times
it seem like
a confrontation with my sister?
Okay,
because we
maybe
have a very weird relationship, and that's a complicated story. I feel like responds to the way she is with me. But
so,
other than that, no, I hardly in touch with anybody. And
okay,
when I
so
do, it's not confrontational at all. You know, I have some, sort of friends.
Okay, it's in
with,
your energy
nothing.
Field. Okay, it's in your energy field. It's, but what you said is that it might be with your sister. So, and I want you to take a different approach with your sister and try to release any energy that is discordant between you, and that can relieve some of that energy that maybe that I'm feeling like, you know, I feel like it's not huge. I don't feel like it shapes your whole life, but it does shape your life. And so if you can let go of some of it, like, instead of every time you think of your sister, send her energy of love and healing that she and you may become twin, you know, like-minded or eternal family love, you know, that you share that eternal family love. Or that kind of energy towards her when you think of her, not when you're with her. I don't want you to be, if you need to, you know, if and you're having, you know, it might be escalating or whatever, then you can do it right then too. But I feel like if you do it when you're not with her, that might be the shift that you need to get that little bit of energy between you to balance or to, I actually feel like it will be more in a blessing on your benefit if you can do it. Like you will have a benefit.
I've been trying. I think the thing is deep down I don't trust her, feel very betrayed by her, and I have a deep anger. Now, we used to be very close. We used to have that kind of relationship you talked about, but I feel she changed. And I see, and it's, you know, due to her husband.
So send heart energy to her.
Manipulative, and he has sought to create a rift between us, and God bless him, he has succeeded. So I think she is totally taken over by the husband. And I think she's mad at me deep down because she doesn't see anything about him. She doesn't know what he's done to me because she buys all the crap that told her. Long, long story. And so I think for her part, she's angry at me deep down that I haven't accepted him. I mean, I accept him. He's a husband, but that's it. And I'm not welcome in their apartment. He got into an acceptance excuse. It's too small. It wouldn't be comfortable, blah, blah, blah. So I haven't been able to visit her in years. And she's okay with that. And I'm not okay with that. And like I said, I blame him for that and for other things, the way she's pulled her away from me. But from her point of view, she doesn't see that at all. And I think she may be mad at me because I don't have all kinds of love and acceptance towards him. I've done a lot of work to forgive him, but I don't forget and have boundaries around. And I only talk to her on the phone and only when he's not around.
Okay.
So
it was interesting. Okay. It was interesting. That's probably why they said you need to do it from a distance. Send that love and healing for her. Because there is a cord between you that does run deep, and there is a possibility for real healing again. And I do real family healing where you have that unity. It doesn't mean that it happens in a moment. What I'm trying to do is get you so that your energy allows it to be healed instead of being you know, a lot of what you said is your truth, but a lot of it is a story. So let go of the story and start anew. And start anew by, I'm going to send healing and loving energy to her that we can unite as a family again. And allow that blessing to bless her and send it to her higher self. And you can do it over and over again. And don't see if she doesn't call you with a different attitude. See if she doesn't come to you with a different vibration. See if she doesn't come to you for advice or whatever. Because I think once you start doing it, healing and blessing her, then it becomes reciprocal, and her love of and need for love, your love, believe it or not, will come forward and will start to integrate. It's a slow one. Stop thinking the story about the husband, about the all of that. A lot of that is story, even though you had experience. So that what you're doing there is you're looking to the past and you're bringing it forward into the present. So what you want to do is start anew. A new day today, and then you'll have new results, new beginnings, new hopes and dreams, and you'll have new experiences, because I do see you as sisters, tight sisters, or getting, I mean, you're going to be tight sisters. I don't know how to explain that. But it's don't bring the past forward anymore. Okay, the past is in the past. That can't change. But what can change is that you're going to love her differently starting now by knowing that you have a cord connection to somebody who you really love, and start feeding that cord with, I'm sending healing of the highest light through this cord to bless my sister, that she may be blessed and healed, that we can unite as sisters again on the level of that's in both of our best and highest interests. And as you do that, or as you work with that energy, you know, and it doesn't have to be so complicated. You can just think of the person and say, I send healing light to her of the highest light that she may be blessed. And just leave it there. You don't have to go into the story how you want her to be blessed. You don't have to go into what you're wanting as the outcome. What you want to do is you want to allow love to start flowing mutually through you. And as you bless her, that energy will come back to you through her. I do feel like you'll notice in her temperament of in talking to her directly that she's shifting, and that you don't have to look at the situation where she's living and all of that. What you have to do is allow the truth that comes through between you. You get it?
Yeah, I do. Okay.
Okay, because I do think there's healing there for you. And that might have been the little niche that I, like I said, I didn't feel like it consumed your whole life, but it is part of your life that you need to look at and to heal. So I'm going to let you go with that, and I thank you for calling.
Thank you.
And yeah, you're going to do great. You are going to do great, and I want you to step up to that because, and don't go, you know, the story in the past is just that. It's over. Start the new day. And I really do feel like you'll have really new beginnings, that something that you want really deep down is going to come forward for you. And because you're coming from the right place, okay, that's where it starts. It's in your heart. Okay, namaste. Thank you
namaste.
For calling. Okay. Thank you, everybody. I'm going to call that my show. I did get everybody. And remember, life's amazing.